From KUAR in Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon. A federal jury reached a unanimous verdict Wednesday afternoon in favor of a former Little Rock Police Department officer in an excessive force lawsuit. Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek was in court for the decision.
The 11-member jury ruled that retired Lieutenant David Hudson had not used excessive force in a 2011 arrest of Chris Irwin outside a Furneaux restaurant in Little Rock. Hudson had asked Irwin to leave a private party at the restaurant with his friends and told the jury that rather than doing so, Irwin became combative. Hudson eventually punched him 7 times in the face. Hudson's attorney, Bill James, spoke in an interview after the verdict.
He never complied. You're saying you used too much force, but he never complied. I mean, it wasn't until he was finally forced into handcuffs that he complied. And again, as I told the jury, that's the law of physics. He's not following the law.
Irwin recently settled his suit for medical damages and pain and suffering with the city and the restaurant. He says he never resisted arrest. Instead, he went up to the officer outside to ask why they'd been thrown out. He says Lieutenant Hudson reacted with force and he became disoriented.
I'm terrified by that point because I just had my head slammed into the wall. And next thing I know, he says I'm effing out of my mind. And if you look in the video, you'll see him look left and right to make sure to see who's watching or videoing. I guess he missed the camera. And then he proceeds to punch me in the face and then throw me on the ground like a rag doll.
The jury viewed a part of a video of the altercation that shows Hudson punching Irwin. They unanimously agreed that Hudson had used reasonable force to arrest Irwin. The retired officer left the courthouse without commenting to the press on his victory. Irwin's attorney, Reggie Koch, said the point of the suit was to push for reform at the LRPD. He says win or no, taking the case to trial makes a difference.
This is a healthy process where everybody sort of wins. If they take some action, the police or the government takes some action, and they have to show up here and explain themselves under fear of being held liable, it is a healthy process that makes the United States different from other countries in the world.
An internal LRPD investigation found Hudson had used excessive force. The department gave him a 30-day suspension, which a Civil Service Commission overturned. The city of Little Rock has not yet released the settlement amount it's paying to Irwin. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.